Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's May 8, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's November 1st, 2002. And here's Jesus. Well, Nazarene, Lorne's got a good question. Go for it, Lorne.
How many lords of light are there? And do all of you meet systematically, like weekly, monthly, etc.?
Lorne, I am not considered a lord of light. I am a giver of light, where I am in the afterlife. The lords of light are in the material realm, and there are only 10 of them at any given time, and one in reserve, who takes the place of any of the others when they have to go about other things and cannot perform their duties. The lords of light are the protectors of mankind. They are God's errand runners. They are for that we have against evil in the material world. They do many of the missions of God. Yes, sometimes we do get together, but there's no set times. We don't meet weekly or monthly or even yearly or anything like that. When a crisis arises, a call goes out, and we all gather to discuss whatever needs to be done, and then we go our separate ways. Only since the Grand Alliance do the light givers in the afterlife get together that much. We always operated separately before that. Forming the Grand Alliance was the salvation of the afterlife. It was an idea that I'm glad came when it came. But there is a great deal of difference between those in the afterlife and those in the material world. It would take days and days to go into all the different aspects of the Lords of Light, the Light Bearers, the Light Givers, the Light Holders, and all that stuff. But there is a chain of command in the material world, and the Lords of Light are at the top of it. We are actually their superiors, the Light Giver in the afterlife. I know, this is very confusing.
I don't think it's confusing, Nazarene. The Givers of Light are dead. The Lords of Light are alive. That's pretty easy. We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Gerald Pauley. For the last 30 years or so, my wife and I have been producing Voices from Spirit magazine, which tells a lot about what has been going on in the afterlife. It is available at
voicesfromspirit.com/voices.htm.
Both our current issue and back issues that are online. We certainly hope you will enjoy it and tell your friends about it, because many other people love it.
We're back. Here's a scary question, Nazarene. I don't know if I want the answer.
Can a Lord of Light destroy a soul, a living soul?
Lord, the answer to your question is no. A Lord of Light can destroy a physical form, but they cannot destroy the soul. A Lord of Light can send a soul into the afterlife, but whatever happens to that soul in the afterlife is its own responsibility. If the grief and pain and sorrow that it has caused others overwhelm it and destroy it, that is its fault, not the Lord of Light's. Nothing can destroy a soul. No one can destroy a soul. Not even God can destroy a soul. But a soul can destroy itself. If a soul lives in evil, if a soul lives in hate, if a soul inflicts pain and suffering on others for its own joy, when it goes into the afterlife, it will perish. No one else does anything to it. No other soul touches it. No one does anything. But the grief and pain and sorrow that it has caused others swells up within it, bursts it, and destroys it. No, Lord, a Lord of Light cannot destroy a soul. A soul destroys itself. And this is what we have been trying to tell man for ages.
I didn't think I was going to like that. Isn't there any way these souls can be helped, Nazarene?
Only if they repent, Allura. Only if they repent. Only if they come to us and ask for help. Then we can help. But only if they repent.
That's too bad. That's really too bad.
We'll be back again.